Bhagavad Gita as it is, chapter 11, the Universal Forum, text number 44, is that right? Tasmai pranamya pranidaya kayam, prasadaye tvamaham ishamidyam, Piteva putrasya sakeva sakyu. Priya priya yarasi deva sodum. By the way, I'm not against garlands, but when someone is doing something like chanting, it's not the time to put a garland on. You know, it's not supposed to be a competition between the garland and the singing. Could you imagine Prabhupada chanting Jai Radha Madhava, someone sneaking up to him putting a garland on him? We have to use a little common sense. It's like when you're singing, you're leading the singing, and someone comes up with a flower so you can smell it while you're singing. And then they say, well, not, you know, you put out your hands like that, and they get insulted, like you're rejecting the flower. Or you put a finger up, they think, oh, what is he cursing me? Just for putting on a flower. Therefore, pranamya, offering obeisances, pranidaya, laying down, kayam, the body, prasadaye, to beg mercy, tvam, unto you, aham, I, isham, unto the Supreme Lord, idyam, worshipable, pita eva, like a father, putrasya, with a son, Saka eva, like a friend. Sakyu, with a friend. Priyaha, a lover. Priyaya, with the dearmost. Arhasi, you should. Deva, my lord. Sodum, tolerate. Translation of Prabhupada by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. You are the Supreme Lord to be worshipped by every living being. As I fall down to offer you my respectful obeisances and ask your mercy, as a father tolerates the impudence of his son, a friend the impertinence of a friend, or the wife of the familiarity of her partner, please tolerate the wrongs I may have done you. Purport. Krishna's devotees relate to Krishna in various relationships. One might treat Krishna as a son. One might treat Krishna as a husband, as a friend, or as a master. Krishna and Arjuna are related in friendship. As a father tolerates, or as a husband or a master tolerates, so Krishna tolerates. I have to say something about book distribution. Where's Dayalu? Oh, I noticed that. I could probably... he made himself really small. Isn't he supposed to be the head of the book distribution? So there's some reason why they're asking me to give it at this time of Friday. And who's going on book distribution? That's half the crew or something. Okay. In any case, here it mentions about relationships, because the spiritual world, there is nothing but relationships. And The whole idea is to develop our relationships in Krishna consciousness. And Krishna consciousness relationships means to do something to please Krishna, in relationship to Krishna. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Krishna himself, he comes in order to establish relationships with people, because that's all there exists in the spiritual world is relationships. And in order to establish the relationships, he empowers his representatives to establish those relationships. So book distribution is more or less an establishment of relationships with innocent people. That's why the Lord Chaitanya has to empower his representatives in order to establish immediately a relationship. Of course, we can be an expert salesman, which is also a relationship. But ultimately, what Prabhupada said, which attracts people, is when they become struck by the enthusiasm of the devotees. If you ever saw a morose devotee distributing books, they're usually not very successful. People are not very much attracted by morose people. On the other hand, when someone is enthusiastic, then everyone wants to get a part of that enthusiasm. Or as it says in the vernacular of English, that failure is an orphan, but success has thousands of fathers. Understand? If one is successful, then everyone wants to take the credit. But if one is a failure, no one wants to take the credit. Everyone wants to be on board with the winner. If you know a horse is going to win, you probably don't bet on the other horses. You want to be on board with the winner. Therefore, in a football game, after the home team wins, everyone is very enthusiastic. But if the home team wins, everyone becomes morose and then blames it on the other team that they cheated or something. So similarly, we want Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to be a winner, and the winning of that is to establish some relationship between the person that we're dealing with and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu or Krishna. And that means that we give them Krishna. Now we could go out with deities and we can give them little statues of Gaur Nitai, but they would know how to serve Gaur Nitai. Matter of fact, we hardly know how to serve Gaur Nitai also. But if you give them a book, we're actually giving them Krishna. And they can serve Krishna just by reading it. Even if they do a little service, if they read one word, then they're actually serving Krishna by reading one word. Because there's no difference between Krishna and the book. And we can serve Krishna and associate with him just by hearing about him. Now, of course, our objective is not simply to give people books and get donations, but we want to approach them in such a way is that hopefully at least they become inspired to even read the book. But that's actually secondary to the fact that we want to somehow or another get them to at least appreciate enough of the interaction so that they take a book home with them. And maybe someone in their family might read it, or they might read it. So three ingredients are there. Utsaha, nischaya, darya. People only want three things in life. Nischaya, utsaha, nischaya, darya. That's all people want in this world. It means that we want that, and everyone else wants it. They want patience. Utsaha nishya daryat, daryat. What is patience actually? Patience means they want to be peaceful. They want to feel good and peaceful, that they're satisfied. That's why people go and buy ice cream cones, because they think eating the ice cream cone, I'll merge into ice cream. I'll feel Brahman, ecstasy, by eating the ice cream cone. My mind will become peaceful. First we become attracted to an object, and then when we get that object, then as we're trying to enjoy that object, we feel peaceful that at least I got the object, and now I get an opportunity to enjoy it. And then when the object goes away, one feels morose. Becomes more anxious to get the same object again. In any case, everyone is looking for peace. And when we get peace, then we can actually hear and understand things more clearly. If we're peaceful, we're not hankering and lamenting, then there's some space to actually hear about what? How to become happy. That's all people want, is happiness. Anyone want to be miserable here? Anyone get up in the morning and think, oh, I was too happy yesterday. I wonder what I can do to become miserable. No, people are spending the whole day looking for happiness. And they only understand what happiness is according to what they've heard. They can only hear as much as they actually have the patience to listen. Now, how much patience do people have nowadays? How long are the commercials on television? Anyone watch television in the last year? Or, let's say, 10 years. We don't embarrass anyone. What's that? Is that right? They're only a few seconds? Oh yeah, well, YouTube, I've seen that. They're horrible. I don't know. No, sometimes they're quite long, actually. They're just a botheration. I even saw one, the first thing he says, I'm sorry to bother you. Well, I'm sorry you're bothering me too. Sorry. But generally speaking, people have little patience, and therefore they're always anxious to go to the next thing. Everything is very fast. Previously in the movies, if you watch Sita's Wedding, of course, did you ever hear Sita's Wedding? Probably one of the few movies worth watching. Have you ever seen Sita's Wedding? Oh, you've seen it. There's two parts of it. It's the Ramayana. It's actually probably one of the most beautiful movies I've ever seen. It's really nicely done. And it wasn't, you know, if you ever saw parts of the Mahabharata that they played in India, it's that Mahabharata is like, in English they call it slapsticks. Low budget movie. But this is actually a very, very beautiful movie. In any case, that's not the way movies are nowadays. Everything has to be really fast, action. The Indian movies used to be full of bhava, relationships, feeling. Nowadays, they're just, the only feeling is, poof, poof. Oh, I feel you. I'm definitely feeling it. So similarly, people are used to everything very fast. They're always in a hurry. Sometimes in the airport when I was distributing books, someone's running down the aisle, but they're the only person there. So you try to stop them. They say, I'm in a hurry. I'm sorry I'm late for my plane. And they just run past you, full speed. And then 5 minutes later, they just run past you back the other way. I went the wrong way. So people are just, they think the faster you go, the quicker you'll get to wherever you're supposed to go, but they don't know where they're going. They just want to go fast. It's like if you have the wrong map and you're in a city trying to find something and you're just like looking everywhere, going everywhere according to the map. You can't find anything. So you call up your friend and you say, you know, there's something, you gave me this map, I can't understand, I'm looking everywhere, and, you know, I can't find what I'm looking for. Just be convinced, just be... Get fixed. Get determined. Think positive. And then you start driving, thinking really, yeah, I'm going to get, and it's, you can't get any, you're not going anywhere. So you call up your friend, I'm thinking positive, but I'm not getting there. Just go faster, get more into it. Give it your full, give it your all. So if you have the wrong map, it doesn't matter how fast you go, how determined, how positive you're thinking, you're not going to get anywhere. But that's what people like. They have the wrong map, and they're just rushing around the world looking for the place to go to. That happiness. So the devotees have to be in line with the people. So be able to present things at their speed that they can appreciate. I mean, once in a while you find some person who's a little spaced out, you know, and you think, ah, here he is. Sometimes it's like that. You still have to deal with, you can't exploit these people either. People just pick up immediately the attitude of the person that they're dealing with. And if they think you're trying to exploit them, you go, oh, here's a slow. There used to be, O'Hare Airport, one of the biggest airports in the world. Every day, twice a week, there was the rejects. The Navy would reject people because there was a Navy base there. Recruits, because they just didn't have a high enough IQ. So they come in a group of maybe 20, and they just got paid, but they were just discharged from the Navy. So the devotees, they're just like, wow, here comes the slows. And they just pounced on them, but I couldn't get anything from them because they knew I had the wrong attitude. I thought, here's a slow, you're supposed to be slow, but they weren't so slow. They could actually understand, they could pick up on your attitude immediately. So everyone's like that. If we're enthusiastic, people will appreciate that, even if you're not have the right attitude. One time I was distributing books on the Hollywood. And there's a place in Hollywood, they have all these movie theaters. And people would line up for like, you know, not a quarter of a kilometer, people would be online waiting for the movie to open. And try to distribute books on the line, but it was difficult because people, they just weren't into the mood. But then one time there was this man with a garbage can, and he was just like throwing his arms in all different ways. He was talking a mile a minute, and he was just like, you know, probably doing backflips. And people were just taking out their pockets, their money from their pockets, and throwing it in there, because he was putting on a show which was probably better than the movie they were going to see. So people want to be entertained. Of course, we don't go out there with flailing our arms. And but we have to make people feel good, that we're entertaining to them. And of course, there has to be a certain amount. First, we need patience. Because if we're not patient, then we won't have time to ask Krishna to send us the right people to give them the books. Because we may think it's all arbitrary who's going to take a book, but it's not like that. Every moment, everywhere, all the time, everything is arranged by Krishna. And that's noticeable when you're on book distribution. It could be noticeable any time that we're Krishna conscious, but especially when we're trying to do Krishna service, then it becomes noticeable if we're asking Krishna to send someone. And if we don't have the patience to just pray to Krishna to send someone, if we think by my prowess I'm going to stop everyone, then we're probably into it for a rude surprise. Because Krishna can send people who will never stop in a million years to teach us the lesson. to rely upon him a little bit more. One time a devotee would never go on book distribution because he was afraid if he went on book distribution he might get hurt. So he cultivated that fear for some years. And then one day the temple president forced him to go on book distribution. And the first person he approached put out his hand to shake his hand. The person made a fist and punched him in the face and knocked him out. Because after all, if you're meditating for years on something, Krishna's definitely going to reciprocate with you. He didn't want to disappoint this devotee. And we meditate upon Krishna sending people, then Krishna will send people, if that's what we want. If we actually want to distribute the books, we want to give the book to someone, then Krishna will send people. Sometimes the devotees go out there, and they want to distribute a book that they're convinced no one wants to take it. They'd like to do it. So Krishna sends someone and says, you know, excuse me, what's in your bag? No, you're not interested. No, tell me. I want to see it. Okay, here, but I know you're not interested. How much is it? How much can I give you for it? No, I don't want to cheat you. No, tell me. Can I give you $50 for it? So here we're offering the Supreme Personality of Godhead, eternal life, bliss, forever, full of unlimited varieties of awareness and experiences. And we're thinking, oh, I don't want to, you know, people aren't interested in this. They're interested in buying the newspaper. full of bliss, knowledge, eternally. So we have to be patient, pray to Krishna to send someone, and realize that we're not the doer. And when Krishna sends someone, then we have to be confident of what we're doing, that we're actually be giving people something valuable. We're giving them the most valuable thing. People are very impressed by determination and confidence. Just the fact that someone is out there in public distributing something is quite impressive to people. Because most of us, we have fears about approaching anyone. The fact that most people don't like to be approached. Or some people like to be approached. But they'd be petrified of having to approach anyone, a stranger on the street. They wouldn't know what to tell them. So similarly, if we're determined, if we're confident, and confidence comes from experience also, or associating with others who are confident, then people are impressed. When they stop and we're surprised, like, why did you stop? You're not supposed to stop. I've been out here for 2 hours, no one stopped. Why did you stop? You're not trying to rob me or cheat me, are you? We should expect people to stop. If we don't expect anyone to stop, no one will ever stop. We have to expect eventually Krishna will send us someone who will stop. And when they stop, then we should be enthusiastic about what we're doing. Without the enthusiasm, our patience, our conviction will not be as effective as if we have enthusiasm. Enthusiasm means we have to be convinced that this book is for their benefit. They'll be benefited if they take the book. I'll be benefited. Everyone will be benefited. And the Krishna consciousness movement will gradually increase. So for that, Prabhupada wanted us to read the books, so we don't think we're just ordinary booksellers. Or as Prabhupada once said, you're on the street, someone comes up to you and says, you know, thank you very much, you know, I'd like your book, but can you tell me something about it? You say, I'm sorry, I haven't read the books. They never told me to read the books, they told me to go out there and sell them. But if you can do me a favor, if you can go home and read the book, maybe tomorrow you can come back and tell me something was in it. So I know what I'm doing. Now we should also know, we should be convinced that these books actually have valuable information in them. More valuable than anything else that anyone could get. If you get your Christmas present, you know, even if they give you a Mercedes Benz, what are you going to do with it? Where are you going to drive it? How many people, when they get their Mercedes Benz, will stop off in the new yoga pit? But if you get a book, you get the Supreme Personality of Godhead, you get the opportunity to make advancement towards the spiritual eternal life, which is full of bliss and endless varieties of happiness and love. So what could be more valuable than that? Can anyone say something more valuable? Even if you handed out 500-euro bills on the street, it wouldn't be so valuable as giving them one person getting a book. Anyhow, we have to be convinced. We have to develop those qualities of patience, conviction, and enthusiasm. But the nice thing about book distribution is that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is so much interested in distributing the books that if we just make an effort, we just have a little desire to distribute the books, then practically speaking, most of the time, with every book that goes out, a little bit of our patience, conviction, and enthusiasm grows. Because then we get puffed up, usually. We get proud, and we think, sir, stop, stop. Everyone else, you know, we think we're in control. And then no one will stop. Krishna can change it in a second. So also, he's interested in developing our own consciousness. We go out there very humble, bewildered, looking at everyone rushing by, afraid to approach them. We get up a nerve to approach someone. Gradually we get a little confidence. Then we get a little enthusiasm. Then people stop. Krishna sends people who start selling books. And we think, yeah, I am. Here I am. The Messiah. Stop, you rascal. Take the book. Donation, donation. Maharati. Now my name will be glorified in the three newsletters. And then Krishna will cut it off. Sooner or later, all the great Maharatis that were basking in their glories, most of them have since disappeared. So we have to try to remember who we are, what we're out there for, and realize that we're as much need as doing what we're doing as the people who need us to do it. If we were not out there distributing books, we might be out there doing what everyone else is doing, which is not distributing books. So we should realize we're privileged that by this service that we can maintain at least our head above the ocean of Kali Yuga. And maybe you can get a ride on Garuda coming by. So I'll stop there. Any questions?
Thank you, Maharaj, for the class. What to do with people with how to approach Christians?
Christians? How do you know who a Christian is? Do they have a little sign, I'm a Christian? Don't approach me. How do you know if someone's a Christian?
They tell you very fast.
Oh, well, then you go away very fast. Thank you very much. Well, I don't know. Every person, Christianity is such that every single Christian has a different philosophy. There's so many varieties of Christians, it's hard to. But if they tell you're a Christian, usually it's for a purpose. They want to let you know who they are. Because they know who you are. And if you want to stay around and fight with them, they have plenty of time to do it. Because they're a Christian. And their idea is to fight with you. Defeat the devil. Go back and tell their other Christian friends, yeah, I met the devil today. And we defeated him. Better to find, usually it's better to find someone else. Make it a quick sale. You're a Christian, great, praise the Lord. Yeah. So please take this book. I'm sure this will make you a better Christian. And just give a donation. Thank you very much. I mean, why? What are you going to tell someone who's like that? I mean, I used to try all kinds of things. But it's usually a waste of time. Especially if someone tells you you're a Christian. Take Bhagavad Gita, Hindu. Oh, you're a Hindu, I'm a Christian. Oh, good, thank you very much. See you later. Anything else?
Okay, one more. What do you think about distributing in devotees, in devotee clothes or karmic clothes?
Well, either one is right. The worst thing is without clothes. Some clothes should be there. The advantage of devotee clothes is that you eliminate all the population has no interest in what we're doing. You know, people who stop, usually they stop because they forgot their glasses. Or they may even have some interest in what we're doing. I mean, monks are, at least the last time I went out, monks are still in vogue. People like monks. They're interested in what you're doing sometimes. So it's a good way of avoiding, you know, a lot of people who stop, who don't know what you're doing, and when they find out what you're doing, they're not interested. But generally when they see you have monk's robes on, they're not surprised to find out you're a monk. And they're thinking, well, I got out late for Halloween. When is Halloween? Do they celebrate Halloween here? Kind of. When is it Halloween?
End of October.
Anyhow. But most people, I mean, but if you wear, we can say, non-devotional clothes, that's also all right in some places. I used to distribute books in Vidor, Texas. Vidor, Texas is the headquarters for the Ku Klux Klan. If you know who the Ku Klux Klan is, you've heard of them? You know who the Ku Klux Klan is? What's that? Yeah. Ku Klux Klan are these people in white robes with their heads covered that used to hang the black people by the trees. They didn't like anyone who was too strange. In the South. So, they were very good customers. They were really simple people. But if I went there with, you know, looking like this, they probably wouldn't have bought any books. They probably would have hung me from a tree. So there's time and place for everything. First time we went out in Texas, distributing books, in Dallas, Texas, I told you. Immediately, we had four devotees went out, and it was getting towards the evening. We went out door to door. Immediately, the police came and arrested us because someone had called up the police and complained that there were men out here impersonating women because we had devotees on. This is in Texas. They never saw anything like that. bald-headed women, bald-headed men impersonating women. Nowadays, people wouldn't think twice. They'd actually be embarrassed, you know. They probably, if you called up people like that nowadays, in some parts of the world, they arrested people who called up. For being insensitive to people's feelings. But we should be a little conscious of what we're doing. Yes.
Hare Krishna, I like the point you said that we are privileged to do this service, and I'm wondering if it's how can we also like do book distribution for maintaining for a living?
A living.
Yeah.
What about what's the opposite of living? People do it for dying?
Like a professional.
Professional. Hi, I'm a professional book distributor.
For example, for householders, how they maintain themselves.
Well, there may be some profit that's given to the householders, maintain themselves. But it probably won't be so much to, you know, buy a 10-room house with, you know, a swimming pool. There may be some profit giving so that some minimum living there. Otherwise, you get too fruitive on book distribution. Generally, doesn't have a very good, you don't create a very good atmosphere. You give a donation, check your wallet. Lean over you, that one. Can you give one more for this? The bigger one over there. Make my wife happy. Anything else? Śrīla Prabhupāda ki jāi.